This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hello, this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Now, first of all, you know this is the place where the editors of Audiophile give you their recommendations for some of the best audiobooks around. Well, for the next 2 weeks, think of that as cubed or quadrupled, because it's the best books of 2019. Audiophile has just released what they consider to be their best audiobooks around, and Robin has special programming lined up for the next 2 weeks. Why don't you tell us about that, and then I have some questions about these best books list.
Well, it's very exciting. Joe, this is one of my favorite times of the year. It's exciting because we're revealing our selections to everyone today. Also, during this week on the podcast, we're going to be actually talking to the narrators who recorded some of these best audiobooks. We've picked a narrator from each of our categories and have a little conversation about the title that they narrated and a little bit about what's special about that title.
And
we know what's special about it.
What they think is special. And the categories are for the audiobook narrators are fiction, nonfiction, memoir, biography and history, mystery, sci-fi, children and family listening, young adult, and romance. You have cast a very wide net.
We have, and it's been fun to kind of get down to these very special selected audiobooks.
Okay, now here's my question for you. If you don't mind, just a thumbnail sketch of how you go about suggesting what you consider to be the best listening out there for the entire year, because I have some sense of how many books cross your desk over the course of a year, but then you have to winnow it down. So just walk us through it.
Okay. Well, right here in the Audiophile office, we sit down and look at really the 2,500 audiobooks that we've reviewed in the last year. Right. And we're aiming to come into 9 categories and to select 5 or 6 titles in each category. So it's very hard because we have so many earphone award winners. We have exceptional reviews about a lot of titles. But we try very hard to select titles that are uniquely audio.
Okay, tell me a little bit about what you mean by that.
I think as a listener, we often, you know, if you love this format, you feel you're getting more from the audio edition than you might get from a text reading. That's what we're trying to really emphasize, that these best audiobooks give you an exceptional audio experience.
It's like The Secret Commonwealth, for example, by Philip Pullman. I read a review of the audiobook, and it was in a British publication, and the writer said, well, I think it's a wonderful book. Friends said they thought it went on a little bit, you know, in the middle here and there. And she said, I didn't feel that for a second. I was just there every single step of the way. And she concluded that had a lot to do with the narrator, Michael Sheen's reading of it.
I think that's absolutely true. There's the single narrator and the exceptional storytelling. There's the full cast.
Oh, right. And how do you compare that?
Right. I mean, you know, we all love Charlotte's Web, but when you have Meryl Streep and you have all the animals with these fabulous voices, that's a totally different experience, absolutely unique to audio. If you're listening to a memoir and you hear Melinda Gates, if you hear Malcolm Gladwell read his Talking to Strangers, these are experiences that it just different and special to audio. So we've tried to find those kinds of best audiobooks to recommend to everyone.
Okay, can you cheat and say, is there any particular one you're really, really, really excited about talking about?
Well, we are allowed favorites because, you know, it's a subjective kind of choice. And so I have to tell you that I lobbied for the Marylebone Drop, which is that obscure mystery that we talked about a few weeks ago.
I remember, yes.
That's just a little gem, a wonderful listening experience. And I also loved Harlan Coben's Runaway, which I'm not sure has gotten as much attention as it might, but Steven Weber did an amazing job. So those were two of my personal favorites in the list. I mean, there are others. Jennifer Dowell was lobbying for Frankly in Love. You really liked that audiobook this year.
I remember that.
And Emily Connolly, who we hear on the podcast, lobbied for Get a Life, Chloe Brown, which was one of the romances.
I didn't lobby for The Secret Commonwealth. I just said, that's definitely going to be on that list, isn't it? Is that the same as lobby?
Of course, it's on the list. And, you know, another one of the aspects that we talk about and want to emphasize is that there are so many interesting styles of presentation and production in audiobooks these days. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of interest in full cast, which brings a very unique experience, whether it's a collection of Jason Reynolds' Look Both Ways, those stories for young tweens, or Charlotte's Web, which we mentioned. And then, you know, you have the full sound, the big sound of something like Edge Dancer, the Brandon Sanderson, which has got sound and lights and, you know, sound effects. It's a whole different experience. It's that movie in your mind, right? Been talking about.
And yet, you know, with The Fire on High by Elizabeth Acevedo, and she's also reading it. I mean, talk about a single vision. She wrote it, she's reading it, but boy, does she deliver on that book.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you have an author who has the passion and the skill to create this such a unique audio experience.
Excellent.
There's some terrific gems in these lists, and so we encourage everybody to go check them out.
So, Robin, who are some of the narrators who are going to be stopping by over the next couple of weeks?
Well, we have George Newbern talking to us about the history that he narrated The British Are Coming. We have Rupert Degas, who did the very funny Gerald Durrell memoir, The I, and I.
That was good.
We have J.D. Jackson, who's the narrator of Heaven, My Home by Attica Locke from the mystery category. We have a lot. We have Vikas Adam, who's going to tell us about There's Something About Sweetie, which is in the young adult category. I can't go through them all. You'll just have to keep listening and hear all these narrators.
I guess so. And I will be listening because I'm going to be on a two-week vacation, but I will be listening to the podcast and listening to audiobooks as I think about the gifts I want to give out for Christmas and the holidays.
Great. There's lots of great choices, Joe.
But I'll miss you, Robin.
Talk to you again in a couple weeks.
You definitely will. Thanks so much. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Paperback Classics, a new imprint from Oasis Family Media. And be sure to you stop by audiophilemagazine.com, where you can check out our choices for the best listening of the year, as well as reviews for literally hundreds and hundreds of other books. I'm Joe Reed. Good listening.